You know, you can send a sound to it. She says, I was sitting in the
side. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022 at 10:33 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to rise.
And bow your heads if you also feel led to. Oh, gracious God, we come before you asking that you give that ever-loving care to every citizen in this country. One, for the senseless killings that's going on. Lord, now I ask that you give this great court and all elected officials in Jefferson County the wisdom and knowledge to do what's right for the people. Lord, we ask that our employees be humble and take care of the citizens of Jefferson County. Lord, and most important, we ask that you put your loving arms around those military families and for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Rick. Hi, good morning. We'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order. And under tax office, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Gina Hubel for 33 and a half years of service to Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Been moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Terry, would you and Ms. Hugh like to come up to the podium? And I will read this resolution. It says, whereas Gina Hubel's devoted 33 and a half years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of the Assessor-Collector of Taxes, and she served admirably in the position as Deputy Assessor-Collector of Taxes and Assistant Supervisor for Jefferson County, and has dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes. She's also used her talents collecting motor vehicle sales taxes and license fees for the licensing and titling of motor vehicles and many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Gina Hubel for her dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Thank you.
Terry?
Yeah. So I just want to say on behalf of Allison and myself, we're going to miss you. I don't think we've had too many people in Perth that have been here that long. And we appreciate...
Is that on down there?
Is the green light on underneath there?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, so I just need to get closer. But anyway, just to let y'all know, Gina has been the only assistant supervisor in our Port Arthur office. So her replacement's got some big shoes to fill, and we're all going to miss her, and the citizens of Port Arthur area are going to miss her as well, because Gina, you know, she prides herself on providing excellent customer service, and we wish her all the best.
I'm going to be fine.
Do you want to introduce your family?
Oh, that's my husband, Chance Hubel. He decided that I could finally retire. And that's my mom and daddy, Ronnie and Maureen right. Weibel.
Well, Gina, it's been a pleasure working with you for the last 13 years. We have a close-knit family there at the sub-courthouse in Port Arthur. We don't have people jumping off the second floor and all that stuff. We have better customer service, I like to think. So we're going to miss you, and hopefully somebody, whoever try and fill your shoes, What size you wear? Okay, no, leave that alone.
Depends. All right. Depends what shoes I have on.
Hopefully we get someone that have the same spirit and customer desire to wait on the customers. Amen. So thank you. We're going to miss you. Love you a lot. Thank you.
I'm going to miss y'all too.
Thank you. We have a flag that we put over the
Jefferson
County Courthouse.
Well, thank you.
Your honor,
your joy, and we
pray that you have many wonderful years of retirement.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. Y'all have a good day.
I have a turn to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive file bids for invitation of bids for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides,
spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Department. Item B is consider and possibly approve a revised cost increase for the replacement of the Ford Park South cooling tower with industrial and commercial mechanical due to market price increases. It increases the amount of $2,000, bringing the total amount from $205,000 to $207,000 in accordance with the Region 5 ESC HVAC capital equipment supplies and or services contract. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for the 58th District Court for additional costs for sound system repairs in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Health and Welfare 1 for additional requested camera for a security system in the amount of $500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Indigent Health for replacement of steps for the mobile unit in the amount of $8,100. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for District Court Records Technology for replacement of a printer in the amount of $360. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 495065 through 495293. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is receive and file the executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Aditya Birla Chemicals for Project Raman pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.401 at SEC. And item B is to receive and file the oath of office statement of Officer Frank R. Rose to the Board of Commissioners for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
I'll second it, Judge, but I think we're going to have to look at the signed document, and that document, I believe, is dated wrong, so we might have to have that cleaned up.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Fred, would you please check on the signature dates on that, please?
Yeah.
From the original court, and let's make sure that we bring it back for correction in the event there's a necessity for an amendment.
All right.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have two items. We have a relatively short agenda today. Item A is consider and possibly approve a final plat of the stockyards out of the Manuel Torino Survey League, abstract number 10, Jefferson County, Texas, located at the corner of FM 365 and Olfinet Level Lake Road in Precinct 2, which has met all of the county's platting requirements. And item B is consider and possibly approve a plat and replat into Quick Trip 7943 edition, 8.848 acre tract of land out of the TNORR County Survey, abstract number 21, or survey number 21, abstract 261 of Jefferson County, being all of a called 8.848 acre land as described in document number 202-10444-94, the official public records of Jefferson County, Texas, located at the corner of Smith Road and Industrial Road in precinct number 4 within the Beaumont ETJ and meets all the requirements for. Do I have a motion on those two items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And via addendum, we have one item under County Clerk A to consider and possibly approve an order canvassing the results of the May 7th, 2022 Constitutional Amendment Special and Joint Election. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Bush. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I believe right now, Ms. Leister, you have early voting going on for a runoff.
Yes, sir, we
and
do.
And after you finish this, you're going to have to get busy again on the City of Port Arthur runoff?
Yes, sir. That's scheduled for Saturday, July the 11th, with early voting beginning on May 21st, running through Saturday, and then again on the following Monday and Tuesday. And I also have some numbers for you all on mail ballots for the May 7th election I'd like to go over briefly. We mailed out 2,445 mail ballots. We received back 1,577 ballots. That means there are 868 ballots that were mailed out that were not returned, which is unfortunate. And then of those ballots, we had, of the ballots that we received back, we had 283 that were sent back to the voter for correction or called. We called the voter or we mailed the ballot back for correction. And out of those, we had 211 that were corrected, which is wonderful. That gave us only 72 that were rejected, and that's a 5% rejection rate. And that is just wonderful. We're so proud of our staff. You know, this has been a rough go with mail ballots and all these elections right up close to each other, but they have really come through with flying colors. Aaron Kelly is the elections manager, and his staff have just worked overtime with a smile on their faces. And I think the voters we're hearing are satisfied. They're getting used to having to put the ID numbers on their mail ballots. And we're just very pleased with the way things are turning out.
And I know this is as busy as y'all been. This is probably too much to ask, but out of those approximate 800 ballots that were mailed out but not returned, there hadn't been any kind of cross-check to see whether or not they voted in person, I guess.
We have not checked to see if those have been voted in person. We check against those that were mailed back, and some of those people that we sent the ballot back to be cured have brought their ballots and surrendered them to be voted. But that 868 are just people who have not even filled out the ballot and returned it to us in the first place.
Laura, it's great to have that report. Get your able-bodied director of elections to get that to us in writing, and the prior election
of
in
course.
Writing.
Yes.
The one in writing. I'm
yes.
going to have it in front of me so I know when I talk to the media or somebody asks me. So get it to us in writing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy to.
Okay. Now's the time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, wish to make public comment, you may come to the podium. If you're online, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. If you'll introduce yourself, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Stacy Lewis, Jr. I am a Beaumont ISD trustee, but most importantly, I'm a citizen in Jefferson County and an advocate for my community. I come here today in allegiance with the Beaumont Panthers and to petition you to begin the search for a new management for Fort Park. Number two, or to not renew the contract with Spectra, or number three, terminate their contract and hire locals to operate Fort Park. Since the inception of Fort Park's existence, the taxpayers have been fronting the bill for the facility for the amount of $7 million annually. If this is the case, then why are the facilities closed more than they're open? The current staff lacks a competent marketing and advertisement team. as I am someone who is heavily involved in the community, and I have never came across a promotional material highlighting Four Park's upcoming events. Four Park has had their own share of professional teams, to include but not limited to the Southeast Texas Mavericks, the Golden Triangle Gators, the Texas Wildcatters, and Beaumont Drillers. Are we looking to add the Beaumont Panthers to the list of professional casualties? There is an obvious lack of events. The only events that have been posted on their website as of last week, May 10th until November the 3rd, are three Beaumont Panther games, one Hurricane Pro Wrestling event, Crowder My People Tour, Trolls Live, and Jurassic Quest. Is that adequate for what we pay? As of recent, our professional basketball team have moved from Ford Park, excuse me, our professional basketball team has been kicked out of Ford Park to move to Memorial High School in Port Arthur for their basketball games. This should not be the way. Instead, Spectra should be going out their way to promote events at the facility, but they won't. Why? Because they already paid. We already paid them as taxpayers. We have Beaumont, Port Arthur, PNG, Nederland, Lumberton, and many other districts that will be holding graduations and convocations in the next few months. Ford Park should be seeking ways to be competitive in the market other than asking for a minimum of $10,000 down before we can offer any services for you. What about the events that do not require this? What about small events, $2,000, $5,000 events? Do they not have a way to get in? I urge you to take action, and take action starting today. We deserve to have a management team that is of this community and have a vested interest in our county. I will be vocal in the support of the community. Let our boys play. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
I'm Jay McDonald. I'm the owner of the Beaumont Panthers.
Could you pull your microphone
up? I'm a little too tall. That better? My name is Jay McDonald. I'm the owner of the Beaumont Panthers. We brought this team here because I was a youth and I grew up out here. And we wanted to give back to the community and give back and give these kids opportunity. You know, our youth is in danger. 12 to 17, we're losing them at an all-time rate. Every time you turn on the news, one of them's going to jail or being killed or something of that nature. This is an outlet for them to see something better than what they've been seeing, to see that there's something that they can do other than what they see in their neighborhoods every day. All of these guys out here go to the local recreation center, play with the kids, involve with the kids, even at the game, we interact with them. When we came here, Renaissance Group was what we thought was in charge of Ford Park. Renaissance Group was the group that made the decisions at Ford Park. Renaissance Group is the group that erased our, said we didn't have to pay anything to play there. There was nothing there. So I understand that Renaissance Group is the easy scapegoat that you can say, hey, Kevin Johnson is the reason that this is going on. But somebody gave Kevin Johnson authority to do that. He's not walking around acting in secret. He's not hiding. He's not. Someone gave him the authority to make decisions over Ford Park. And if it wasn't this court, that means it was Spectra. And if he made decisions and he's no longer involved, it's not right for Spectra to wipe their hands and say, y'all get out. That's just wrong. Kevin Johnson made decisions, made promises to the team, and we've been playing at Ford Park without paying. We never got a check from Ford Park, which we were supposed to, because Kevin said we would not get charged there. And now that he's gone, it's not right for them just to say, hey, you guys got to get out. Kevin's no longer involved. Someone gave him the authority to make those decisions. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Okay, anyone else? All right, Ms. Faggett, I'm sorry to hit you blindsided, but I just did want to mention, because I thought of it when I opened my mail yesterday, that I got a new renewal notice for my flood insurance, and it had gone up. And I know that the engineering department's been working on the new community rating system. Can you talk to that real quickly?
Yes, sir. We're in the process of putting in the application for the community rating system, where the application goes into FEMA. This is an application that, depending on how well we rate on this application, it will provide all of the residents of Jefferson County that are in compliance with the floodplain management rules. It will afford them some reductions in their flood insurance. So we are hoping that with the information that we get, that we provide FEMA, that we will be able to at least get a 5% reduction in the insurance rates for those Jefferson County folks that are compliant.
Effective when?
I don't know, because it sounds like it's a pretty drawn out review process. So we have to have the application in. We're going to try to bring the application to court next Tuesday, possibly. And once you guys approve it, then we submit it to FEMA. And then I'm really not sure how long it will take FEMA to look that over. But it sounds like it's kind of a lengthy process. So it still could take months for that to come into effect. So, and, you know, again, depending on how many points we get for different things that we do in our community and our rules and regulations, then we could get, you know, higher percentages off. So, but we're going to do everything we can to get as many points off of everybody's insurance that we possibly can. So,
Yes, I will. They can send someone down from the Region 6 office. We'd appreciate it so that we can continue that conversation.
Well, and we were also wondering if the court would like to have somebody from FEMA to come down and give us a little presentation on the new insurance rating system. So, you know, the rates that have gone into effect, if you guys wanted more information on those new rates.
Have the maps been completed?
The new maps are not in place. And we have an email into FEMA right now to ask when the new maps will become effective, but they are not effective.
2014 maps.
Yeah, those. Yeah. So we're still waiting on those to be resolved. So.
Judge, I must address, and Mr. Stacy Lewis, school board member, for coming up. I must address certain parts of that. One, from my knowledge, no one on this court had ever given the authority for Spectrum to give the Beaumont Panthers the okay to play free. That's number one. Number two, no one on this court, to my knowledge, ever gave Kevin Johnson the authority to do a contract with anyone at Spectrum, at Ford Park, whatsoever, to my knowledge. So for those things that stated, I think there's recourse that you may need to use, but I think you may need to use it in a different way. It may be legal, and it may be Kevin Johnson. No scapegoat. The facts are is, as presented, Kevin Johnson gave us a check for $400,000. And he was a part of a bid, right, Ms. Deb Clark?
Yes, sir.
With that bid came that check. And he had an X amount of time to get the remaining funds to this county. And his group, Renaissance, would have owned Ford Park. They did not fill in that obligation to complete their task. And this court made a decision for the taxpayers, period. It's by law, not what I lack, anything of that nature. It is strictly the way business is ran at Jefferson County, the right way. So when you got that contract with Mr. Kevin Johnson and R Spectrum, it is something in writing. I would hope you look at it real close. The facts that I know You can put that down as a representative, one vote on this court.
Just a correction. It wouldn't be next Tuesday that we would try to bring that CRS application to you guys. It would be the next Tuesday because we're still trying to put all of the documents together and review them and everything. So it wouldn't be next Tuesday. It would be Tuesday after. So that would be 2 weeks.
Very good. Thank you. All right. There's nothing further. Thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned.